The former army private, who's accused of raping and killing an Iraqi girl and murdering her family, appeared in a federal court in Kentucky today. Stephen Green pleaded not guilty to rape and 4 counts of murder. He also waived a detention hearing and a preliminary hearing. Green was honorably discharged from the army in May because he had something called antisocial personality disorder. That's when someone is extraordinarily manipulative and willing to exploit others and has no sense of guilt. NPR's Joanne Silberner tells us more about the disorder.
Someone a layperson might consider a psychopath or a sociopath or just plain horrible is, to Stuart Yudofsky, someone with antisocial personality disorder. Yudofsky's head of psychiatry at Baylor College of Medicine and Methodist Hospital in Houston. He won't comment on Stephen Green's case, but he says people with antisocial personality disorder are good at hiding their condition.
It can be to their advantage to be deceitful and not conform to laws and to exploit other people. And they do not, as a rule, come to mental health professionals and ask for this behavior to be changed.
Yudofsky says it occurs in about 1% of women and 3% of men. Most don't go as far as rape and murder, as is alleged in the Green case, but the condition is certainly more common in the prison population. Kim User, a psychologist at Dartmouth Medical School, says antisocial personality isn't a typical mental illness. People seem rational.
But they're very peculiar in other ways. They don't seem to care about other people. They don't feel guilty about the kind of transgressions somebody would ordinarily feel guilty about. They tend to be very impulsive, easily angered, and easily provoked. And they tend not to follow conventional societal rules.
The picture often comes clear when you talk to teachers, family members, or bosses. Part of the diagnosis depends on a history of severe behavior problems in childhood, a condition called conduct disorder.
Some of the classic symptoms or signs of it include aggression to other people and animals, including, for example, cruelty to animals, initiating fights. There might be destruction of property, deceitfulness and theft, and other serious violation of rules.
And like the adult version, there's no remorse. About 40% of children with conduct disorder will go on to have antisocial personality disorder. Both Yudofsky and Muser have stories to tell about the people they've treated. Yudofsky talks of a man in prison for murder who said he'd done nothing wrong. He had to kill because the homeowner showed up while he was robbing his house. Muser talks of a man who had sexually molested his sister and really couldn't see what was wrong with that. If the Army's diagnosis is correct, and former Army Private Stephen Green has antisocial personality disorder, getting his story could be difficult. Most people with the condition are very good liars. That and the denial that goes along with the condition makes treatment difficult. Again, Kim Muser.
In fact, there's no agreed-upon treatment approach for people with antisocial personality disorder. Now, that having been said, people with antisocial personality disorder are also prone to developing other problems as well.
That includes substance abuse and other mental illnesses, such as depression or schizophrenia. And people with antisocial personality disorder can be treated for those. But Yudofsky says sometimes the most you can do is support family members, help them recognize the condition, and figure out how to keep from being hurt physically or emotionally. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.